Ask Alex. We do it every week at this time here on the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now. If you've got a question, all you have to do is send us an email, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Also, you can send us a DM if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. This morning, we have Melinda on the phone. Hi, Melinda. What is your question or your situation for Ask Alex today?
Hey. Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
We're good, but we heard that you're not having a great time. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So I'm a Houston listener, and my husband is Mexican, and he just had a brother pass away who still lived in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He just dropped the news on me that he was going to go to Mexico yesterday, and then he just left.
What do you mean go? Like go to just visit with them?
Well, that's the thing. Like at first I thought he meant that like he was just going to go to Mexico for the funeral and stuff. But then he said he's not coming back to Texas.
For how long?
I don't know. He said it's better for him to be where most of his family is. And when I asked him what that meant for us as husband and wife, like, he just tells me that like he loves me and that we're going to make it work. And he said that I can move there with him or I can come visit him. And I don't know what, now he's just gone. He's gone.
I am so sorry, Melinda. I genuinely cannot imagine being in that situation. I mean, I am shocked because it sounds like your husband is just essentially telling you like, yeah, I'm moving out of the country, whether you like it or not. If you want to visit me, you can, or if you want to move, you can. But like, I'm not coming back to America.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right? Like, has anybody ever been through this? Like, I've never heard of this. I'm not sure what to do. I don't know what to think. Like, I'm really sad about the loss of his brother, like my brother-in-law, and I'm mourning my brother-in-law.
Right.
Obviously, yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in and join the conversation, 833-563-2539. I mean, I think maybe he's just being a little quick, or I don't know if the word's haste with this right now, because of the fact of he's grieving with his brother. I mean, maybe he's going to come back.
But I mean, did he pack all his clothes, Melinda?
Just about. Like, I mean, he just left like he took everything that I know was important to him.
Is there still money in the account? Like, are you broke? I mean, where is this
at? Oh my god, I haven't even checked. I
don't think he left you. I don't know, maybe he has, but I would definitely check the account because that's not good if there's no money in there.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
I'm sure right now he's probably just going through a lot of shock, maybe. I mean, I've never, knock on wood, thank God, I've never lost someone extremely close to me. But I mean, even if he was like close in age to his brother, I mean, you know, obviously, I don't know your husband. Maybe he's just going through a lot of shock.
But I feel like if he was going there, just like what she said, for like an extended visit because of the funeral and stuff, he mm-hmm. wouldn't have said like, look, I'm not coming back. He said, I'm not coming back to Texas. He said, you can come visit me or you can move there. I feel like he's saying he's literally just moving back to Mexico, even though he is married. Like, he's just saying, like, I'm just moving there. Like, deal with it. And I, as sad as I am for him, Melinda, and as sad as I am for you, going through the loss of someone so close to both of you, I'm a little bit pissed off that this guy, in the thick of you guys grieving and dealing with such a huge loss, that he's just, like, abandoning you and just basically, like, you already have a huge life change in that you're losing a loved one, but now you have a life change of, like, now you're just expected to move out of the country or, like, well, or not, or just, like, visit him. Like, your husband and wife, you don't visit each other.
And I don't know what, I'm trying to find a way to be a supportive wife. Like, I don't, this is all, I mean, I, like, it literally, like, I'm having a hard time speaking. I'm so sorry, like,
no, it's
okay. I don't
know
what my reaction is supposed to be to this. Like, I don't want to move to Mexico. I have never wanted to do that. It's never been something we even talked about. We never considered it, like, before or after we got married.
I am upset for her. I think that is being a terrible husband and bailing on her when she needs him the most and he should need her the most.
All right, Melinda, we've got people lined up, so you feel free to chime in whenever you feel like it, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Got Melinda. Let's go to line number one. Hey, Emily, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I am also married to a Hispanic, and really my comment is that it doesn't surprise me that her husband made that type of decision.
Okay.
Really because their culture is just so much different.
How so?
Especially when it comes to marriages. I've been with my husband for 6 years, and I can tell you our number one struggle has been how different our culture is. I'm talking about, like, the way a husband should be there for a wife, the communication. I don't know.
Are you saying, I just want to make sure I understand here, and I'm not trying to cut you off, Emily, but are you saying that, like, in Hispanic culture, at least with your husband, that family's more valuable than necessarily, like, the actual significant other, or what do you mean?
I mean, I'm not really sure how to explain it, especially when it comes to, like, he's married to a white girl.
Okay.
I just know that a Hispanic's, the way they communicate in a marriage is totally different than if you were to be, you know, white.
Emily, I think I see what you're saying, too, because this is Porkchop. I'm originally from New Jersey, and New Jersey is very diverse, and there are a lot of Mexican or Hispanic people in New Jersey, and I do notice that they do value their family, like, a lot, and
I would say
more than a Caucasian person. Now, when it comes to the actual relationship or marriage, you know, I don't know, but I do know that they have a lot of value within their family.
Interesting.
All right, hey, Emily, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Jeff this morning. Hey, Jeff, you're also on with Melinda, who's going through the situation. What's going on, Jeff? What did you want to say?
Wanted to say that people in life make irrational decisions in mourning, and the best thing that she could really do at this time is to focus on herself and allow herself to heal, and then also that allows him time to have his healing process and let things play out. Most likely they'll work out the way they should.
But how long is she supposed to just let him, like, be living in Mexico? I mean, he like said he was moving there, like, very definitively.
What, like a year or two?
It's not about waiting for him so much. It's more about focusing on herself and doing what she needs to do as a human on her own now. And then if she decides to move forward, her feelings will get her there.
All right.
But how am I supposed to stay in limbo this entire time?
Right.
You don't focus on being in limbo or worrying about your relationship. You need to worry about mourning and feeling better about yourself. And then once you heal fully, then you can focus on what's your relationship, what's your next step in your relationship. I would say allow a couple weeks for him to realize what he's done. In a few weeks, if it still seems that you're just in limbo waiting, trying to hear an answer, then that's when you need to focus on you and make your decisions on where you want your life to go.
Jeff, some good points. I mean, it's easier said than done, but kind of makes sense. Let's see. Courtney, you are now on the Joe and Alex show for Ask Alex. What do you want to say? What's your advice?
Along the lines of what Emily was saying, I think there's definitely a cultural difference. If he lost his brother, especially if he doesn't have other brothers, he's probably feeling an immense responsibility to go and be there for his parents and his sister. And I would probably just give him a little bit of time to go through the mourning process and see if his parents kind of get back on their feet and are kind of managing their life better. And
what's a fair amount of time for her to allow him to just be gone like that?
I'd probably say 2 months.
Okay.
All right.
I just don't understand why he couldn't talk to me first.
She should research moving to Mexico.
Say that again, Melinda.
I don't understand. Like, I respect that, like, he's trying to get this figured out. I'm respecting that he needs to be there for his parents, but why didn't we have a conversation? Why didn't we make that choice together?
I mean, that is a good question.
See, that I really do side with her on
hey,
this.
Hey, Caitlin, you are on the Joe and Alex show, and your spouse is Mexican, so maybe you got some insight into this. What do you think? What would you tell Melinda to do?
Yeah, I actually think it's the complete opposite than what was just said. My spouse is from Mexico. She just said Hispanic, so he could be from somewhere else, the previous caller. But in this situation, my spouse wouldn't leave family
is number one, but his in-laws have even told him, you know, his wife and his child are his main priority now. And if it was someone really close to, then we would take a family trip down there. If anything, he would never pick up and leave. It's actually a very big part of their culture to take care of their family. And no one in his family or anyone Mexican I know would ever pick up and leave their family, because that is their number one priority.
All right.
That is their whole culture.
Hey, no, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap things up with Jennifer here. Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Melinda's husband is in Mexico, and he may not be coming back. He went there because his brother passed away, and now he has to kind of take care of his family. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to agree with Caitlin, the last caller, because I've been married to a Hispanic for 13 years, and they are very family-oriented, but when you become married, you become their family.
Mm.
Like, you're number one, you know. So for him to leave like that and not having, like, her having say-so is completely off the hook.
So
like,
what does she say? Right. What's the next step? What does she say to him?
He needs to find out, like, if this is going to work at all, like, if he plans on coming back, because if not, I mean, she has to move on. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
You'd
but
say grounds for divorce.
No, there's no way I'd be left in the dirt like that. And I understand his brother passed away, but, you know, he became married to her, so she should be his number one now.
Yeah, it kind of changes when you actually, you know, commit your life to that person. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in this morning. Melinda, I hope we gave you some sort of help here, at least somewhere to
go.
Yeah,
we're so sorry.
Yeah.
And try to look at the positive. I mean, maybe he lives in Cancun or something.
Yeah.
So you could, like,
oh, yeah.
Cabo. Going to Mexico could be huge.
Spring break's going to be awesome. No, Melinda, we are just trying to make fun of this to make you laugh, not laugh at you. Hey, thanks for calling in. I hope that helped.
Let us know if you can, if you feel up to it, and you do get any sort of update. We'd love to hear what happens.
Okay. I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.